You know, this is one of those topics that no one really wants to think about, but if you're a parent, a homeowner, married, or helping take care of aging parents, it's something that honestly deserves a little attention. I'm talking about estate planning. And before you tune out thinking it's complicated or expensive, that's actually why I want to mention trust and will. Trust and will makes estate planning feel way less intimidating than it sounds. They offer modern, attorney-designed wills and trusts that you can create online. And the process is surprisingly straightforward. In fact, you can create a will in as little as 30 minutes. That includes things like guardianship for your kids or pets, how your assets are distributed, and even healthcare directives. Don't wait until it's too late. Protect your loved ones with Trust and Will, the most trusted name in online estate planning. Go to trustandwill.com/future to get 20% off. That's trustandwill.com/future for 20% off. trustandwill.com/future.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, the Taoiseach has called Russia's missile attack on the main children's hospital in Kyiv a war crime. Simon Harris has also accused the Russian President Vladimir Putin of openly targeting civilian infrastructure and innocent children. We're joined by the Ukrainian MP, Leslia Vasilenko. Leslia, thank you indeed for talking to us. How bad are things on the ground this morning in Kyiv?
Good morning. We are still recovering from last morning's attacks on Ukraine. We have had attacks all day yesterday until the late night and through the night today. Yesterday was, of course, the worst, as the main children's hospital in Ukraine got bombed, got under the attack, and about a third of its cancer treatment and nephrological department got completely damaged and will require a complete rebuilding.
The sick children in the hospital, will they be able to be cared for? Do they have to be moved to another facility?
They would need to be moved to different facilities, and this is exactly what was already going on yesterday. Evacuation trains have been organized very quickly so the children could go to other hospitals available across the country. And also we have put an appeal to our partner states, and we already have Germany confirming that they would take on some of the more severe cases of the children and care for them in the meanwhile.
Our Taoiseach, our Prime Minister here, has called this attack a war crime. Do you agree?
It's one of many war crimes that Russia is committing against Ukraine, and it's the consequences of Russia's ongoing war of aggression, which is lasting now its 11th year. We've been in this war, suffering from this war, for over a decade now. The war escalated in 2022, and this is when the world started talking about it with renewed vigor. But at the same time, for a decade, we've been living under these conditions.
What is life like in towns and cities like Kyiv? Is there a degree of normality? Is there any degree of normality? Are people just getting on with their lives?
I call it finding time to live in between existing and surviving. This is the mode that we Ukrainians are in. So at any moment in your life, an air raid can sound and you will get warnings that this is a serious air raid and you need to go down into the basement. You will find yourself searching for bomb shelters and your life disturbed. Right now, we live for the last 3 months. We've been living in this regime of blackouts and power cuts. And when it's a power cut in the 21st century, it means that you can do nothing, because when the power is out, the networks are down as well. So you cannot use your phone, you cannot go online, you cannot even call anyone because the networks are down. So you basically become completely incapacitated. And in between these new survival conditions, we still have to find time to live, because at the end of the day, life goes on. So this is why you see images of Kyiv with the cafes open. Now it's high summer, it's very warm, it's weather-wise, it's very nice. Although next week, I don't know how Kyiv and other big cities, especially down south, will survive, because the weather conditions will be 36 degrees of heat, and in some areas, 42 degrees of heat are being forecast, and living in such conditions without air conditioning and being able to turn the air conditioning is pure hell. So we're waiting for this heat wave, not in an anticipation of a nice holiday-like vibe, but in the anticipation that we will probably have even casualties from the heat, especially when it concerns the older people and the younger people. So this is life in these last 2.5 years, adapting to the very severe conditions of surviving in the war and finding space to live in between.
We will leave it there. Thank you indeed for talking to us. Lesia Vasilenko, Ukrainian MP, thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.
This summer, the world's best tennis players are coming back to Cincinnati. The Cincinnati Open returns August 8th through the 23rd. Bigger than ever, with new fan spaces, incredible food, drinks, and entertainment all in one place. Voted Tournament of the Year by the players themselves. Community Weekend starts August 8th. Finals weekend, August 22nd and 23rd. Get your tickets now at CincinnatiOpen.com.